BYU had the opening tap, and there were no exchanges as far as who gets it out of bounds. Change in the BYU lineup, second half. Banyan out, Allman in for Dixie. Original starting five back in there. Bauckham goes to the high post to Gremillion. Gremillion falls away with a shot over Yusevich. Misses the shot. Rebound, Bell. Head fakes. Puts it up. Will it fall? Yes, it will. Bell puts a little extra English on those layups, and they always are heart stoppers. Dixie with their widest margin of the ball game. 5 points, 42-37. BYU foul trouble in their front line. Yusevich trying to muscle for the high post position against Gremillion. At the angle, it goes to Paul Drexel. Bounce pass in deep. Nielsen, turn around with the right hand. No good. Rebound, Gremillion. Dixie, outlet pass right into the hands of Allman, puts it up, misses the shot, and Allman gets the offensive foul. Allman now has four personals, and that's the first team foul on Dixie. Four big ones on Von Allman, who has not scored much at all against Dixie in his career. Allman with four big ones, and that may be a big problem for the BYU JV, who have a definite height advantage over Dixie. 42-37, John Bauckham at the angle, goes to the high post to Bell. Bell looks for help. Bell? Trying to find Gremillion underneath. Instead, goes out in front to Maxwell. Back to Dan Bell. Right side to John Bauckham without a point in the first half. To Sean Anderson all alone under the basket. Bauckham with the assist. Sean Anderson with the basket. Dixie, first 4 points of the second half, and Dixie has a seven-point lead. The shock troops scattering through the stands right now for BYU. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Drexel in the corner against Sean Anderson, trying to find somebody underneath. Anderson kicks the basketball as it was intended in for Allman. Into the lineup comes McCann. Going out is Allman. McCann in, Allman out. Allman has put on some muscle since last year, especially through the shoulders. Inbounds comes to Kaepner. Dixie with that 3-2 zone defense, and they may stay with that for quite a while. Kaepner at the angle to Drexel. Drexel at the point goes to Kaepner. On the right side, it goes to, correction, David Collins into the lineup. Collins in, not McCann, but David Collins, the man in for the first time. Collins looks for help. Collins to the high post to Yusevich, who can shoot from out there. To Drexel, back out in front to Kaepner. Left angle goes to Drexel. In deep, it goes to Nielsen against Gremillion. Personal foul on Gremillion. Bumping with the body. Gremillion with personal foul number three. Dixie with their first ball player in foul trouble. Out of bounds to BYU under their own basket. Some Dixie fans getting on the officials pretty well. Nielsen to inbounds for Dixie. Nielsen underneath to Yusevich. Double-teamed. Yusevich puts the shot up, misses it. Rebound Bell. Outlet pass to Sean Anderson. Dixie with the basketball. Anderson at the angle. Wants to set up the offense now. Leaves it for Robert Maxwell. Maxwell to the high post at Gremillion. Anderson, baseline jump shot. Short. Rebound brought down by Yusevich. Yusevich, one bounce dribble, leaves it for Kaepner. Kaepner quickly into forecourt. Wants to go to Nielsen. Kaepner instead loses the ball out of bounds. Touched last by John Bauckham's foot. Out of bounds. Bauckham lost it off his toe, out of bounds. Dixie almost had the steal. And BYU frustrated right now against the Rebels. 44-37, BYU has gone 2 minutes plus without scoring in this second half. And Dixie with two baskets has a seven-point lead. Inbounds comes to Dave Collins. Collins, 6'3", outstanding athlete at Provo High School. Dixie into that 3-2 zone again. Left angle, it goes to Kaepner. Back out in front to Collins. Collins at the right side with the pass goes to Drexel in the corner. Drexel trying to penetrate that zone to the high post to Yusevich. Five-footer. Good. Jim Yusevich. Yusevich, 10 points on the night. Cuts the margin back to five. 44-39. Pass into forecourt to John Bauckham. Bauckham to the baseline. Goes to Bell. Bell double-team. Banks a shot up and in around Yusevich. And Bell gets points 11 and 12. Make it 46-39. Bell wheedling and dealing underneath. Ball stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell lays it up and in. And Robert Maxwell with 14 points. Dixie now has a 9-point lead, 48-39, and the Rebels came ready to play tonight, or this afternoon. Kaepner across the 10-second line against Maxwell. Kaepner looks for help, goes to the high post to Yusevich against Gremillion. Right side, it goes to Collins. Collins picked up quickly by Bell, can't get the pass away. Out in front, it goes to Nielsen, leans in, right-hander, good. Kevin Nielsen, 15 points. Nielsen, a dominating player, or can be. Maxwell, right to the top of the key, jump shot, Maxwell, off to the left, no good. Rebound, Gremillion, along the baseline. Doesn't take the shot. Deshaun Anderson back to Maxwell. Maxwell against Kaepner. Shovel pass to Bell along the baseline. Leans in. Ball knocked away. Personal foul will go, I believe, to Collins. Down goes Bell. Down goes Collins. Harry Anderson and Steve Craig up arguing for BYU. And Vogel. Collins with personal foul number one. Team foul number two on BYU. And they rule a shooting violation. So Bell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bell, freshman out of Bountiful High School, 16-37 left in the game, and Dixie by seven. Bell, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. First shot, Bell, short, off to the left, and off to the left. Bell, now 2 for 6 from the free throw line. That's not a Dan Bell free throw shooting performance. That was what was expected, but not what he's been doing this year. Bell, second shot, up and soft, off the front of the rim and falls. Bell, with 13 points on the night, 49-41. Dixie is led by 9. BYU is led by 6. Kapner into the corner. Out in front it comes to Collins. Right angle, it goes to Bob Kapner against that zone defense. Dixie very active on that zone. More of a 2-3 zone now. No, more into a man-to-man now. It looked like it was going to be a 2-3 zone there for a minute. Back to Nielsen. Jump shot blocked by Sean Anderson. Anderson gets the foul. Sean Anderson gets personal foul number 2, and Kevin Nielsen will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Nielsen so far 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Nielsen, outstanding shooter. It's still surprising why he has not seen more action in the varsity games. He did see quite a bit of action as a freshman. Shot up by Nielsen. Too long, too hard. Nielsen has almost a two-handed jump shot as he keeps that left hand on there for a long time. And the same thing with his free throw. Second shot good. So Nielsen now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Cuts the margin to 7, 49-42. Sean Anderson out in front to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell with 14 points to Sean Anderson. In deep to Gramillion against Jusevic. Lays it up, no good. Rebound brought down finally by Jusevic. Battle under the boards, Gramillion and Jusevic. Quickly to Kapner. Kapner, lead pass, too big for Collins. Out of bounds to Dixie. Kapner had the shot, the five-footer, tried to get Collins way under the basket and threw it out of bounds. Misjudgment by Kapner. 15:59 left in the ballgame. A triumvirate coaching BYU and all of them, former players, Harry Anderson, Steve Craig, and Steve Trumbo. And, of course, Neil Roberts, former BYU player, coaching Dixie. Man-to-man defense by BYU. John Bauckham at the angle, looks for help. Good passing forward. Bauckham cross-court goes to Sean Anderson. Anderson, a little bit of a double-team trap on Sean Anderson, looks for help. Gets it to Dan Bell, out away from the basket. Bell has a notion. Pass into the left corner to Bauckham. Pass, give and go to Sean Anderson, knocked away by Dave Collins. Quick hands by Collins to knock it out of bounds. 15:29 left in the game, and Dixie by 7, 49-42. John Bauckham ready to inbounds for Dixie. Bauckham gets it underneath to Dan Bell, knocked out of bounds by Jusevic. On the other side, John Bauckham to inbounds. Bauckham inbounds to Gramillion. Double team, foul, puts it up, and there is a foul. Before the basket is up and in, Gramillion went up high and got the rebound. Personal foul goes to Dave Collins, and Collins has 2 quick ones. 13 foul on BYU, and it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. 13 foul this half. So Bauckham will inbounds again. Inbounds to Robert Maxwell. Top of the key jump shot. Good, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, 16 points, matches his career high. And doesn't worry his brother start for BYU. Drexel across the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. In deep to Jusevic. Over Gramillion. Shot short. Rebound Gramillion. Gramillion just did a job on Jusevic. Quickly to Maxwell. Maxwell into forecourt. Looks for help. Baseline. Dan Bell out of the right corner. Short. Rebound John Bauckham. Bauckham along the baseline. Leans in left hand. Short. So, shot bounced up almost in by Dan Bell, but I think Bell will get personal foul number 3. Bauckham went down. Bell got the foul. That's number 3 on Bell. And that's team foul number 3 on Dixie. Bauckham almost had the finger roll. Fell just short as he went under the basket and leaned back up in the end and almost got it in. Drexel against Sean Anderson. 51-42. Some foul trouble now developing for Dixie. Jusevic. High post. Right side goes to Nielsen. Bank shot. No good. Rebound Jusevic. Jusevic puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down. Jusevic again. Puts it up and in. Jusevic hangs with it and gets the basket. 12 points on the night for Jusevic. 51-44. Back to a 7-point lead. Bauckham baseline. Lays it up and in. And there's a foul. And the shot is on Bauckham. A foul on Bauckham after the shot. Bauckham gets the basket, first of the night, ran over Nielsen afterwards and gets his 3rd personal. So Bauckham, Gramillion, and Bell all with 3 personal fouls. Nielsen and Jusevic with 3, Ullman with 4 for BYU. Kapner across the 10-second line. If you go to the bench, though, Dixie should have the advantage. Drexel reverses against Sean Anderson. Drexel, pass cross-court to Collins, jump shot from 10, over the basket, rebound, off the fingertips of Bauckham. Was not touched by Kapner. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Into the lineup for the first time comes Elmer Heap. Heap, a 6'6 sophomore. Young man from Mesa, Arizona. Coming out is Collins, and Heap, a little more size in underneath. to come in for BYU. Kapner inbounds to Heath. Out in front, it goes to Drexel. Drexel against that zone. Lob underneath Juzovic. Bank shot. Good, Juzovic. Juzovic with seven baskets. Cuts the margin to seven again. Pass into forecourt to Bell. Bell right to the baseline. Leans in. Bank shot. Will it fall? Yes, it will. Bell gets more English on his shots from in close than any ball player I've ever seen. Everything looks like it's going to come ricocheting out, and it hangs and falls. At the angle, Elmer Heath, Dixie by nine again, 55-46. Out in front to Nielsen. Pass deflected off the hands of Kapner, too, but it's a foul underneath on Maxwell. That's number two on Maxwell. Fourth 15 foul on Dixie. Three team fouls on BYU in this half. Underneath the basket, out of bounds to the Kittens. Kapner to inbounds, does so, way out in front, Drexel, top of the key, picked up quickly, pass at the left angle, goes to Heath, back to Drexel, from 20, short, misses almost everything, rebound Bell, quickly up court, it goes to Maxwell, fast break, 2-on-1, Maxwell from 15, good, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell has an unbelievably hot hand and has a career-high 18 points. Kapner against Maxwell, backs in against Maxwell, leaves it for Nielsen. Nielsen out in front, it goes to Drexel, a lot more activity in the stands. And also on the floor than we saw in the BYU-Dixie game in St. George. Drexel against Sean Anderson. Anderson goes down, passing deep to Kapner, posts up against Maxwell, misses the shot, rebound into the hands of Gramillion. Finally picked up by Gramillion, shuttled up court, and the foul will go to number 24, Paul Drexel, who's down. As Gramillion tried to pick up the basketball, ran over Drexel. Drexel was not in position, and Drexel has three personals. Number three on Paul Drexel. So four ball players for BYU in foul trouble. Timeout called with 13:07 left. 57-46 Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
When it's time for dinner and you realize that you're out of milk, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When you're on the go and you need gas and a quick snack, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When it's late at night and your wife wants pickles and ice cream, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. And maybe the doctor. No matter what time of day or night, Stop and Shop on East St. George Boulevard is open and has what you want, from easy access gas pumps to ice-cold fountain drinks and a variety of groceries, too. Anytime is Stop and Shop time.
Chuck's Auto deals in dependable transportation. Chuck's Auto is the place to go and the people to know. If you're looking for better mileage or a better-looking car, see the dependable used car dealer, Chuck's Auto.
14:07 left in the game. Dixie out in front by 11, as wide a margin as any their team has had. BYU is led by 6. Dixie is led by 11. It was all BYU the first half until late in the first half, and then Dixie got the lead and took a three-point lead at halftime. Inbounds, Sean Anderson to Robert Maxwell. Dixie with the basketball. Von Ullman back into the lineup, and we're going with the entire varsity lineup again that can be used for BYU. Gramillion from 15, soft, touch, it hangs and falls. Gramillion looked like he shot it off to the right, but he got the bounce. 13-point lead by Dixie, 59-46. Kapner to Drexel. Drexel against that 3-2 zone. Dixie into the zone defense once again. Drexel into the corner to Ullman. Ullman out in front to Drexel. Head fake and foul on Bell, bulldogging him to the ground. Bell went up into the air, came crunching down on Drexel's back. Drexel and Bell are two ball players that are very tender about their back. Drexel had to delay his BYU career for a year because of a back operation. Dan Bell had to delay his high school career by a year for a back operation, and both of them tangled up. Number four personal foul on Bell. At the angle to Drexel, Hymus back into the lineup replacing Bell. At the point it goes to Kapner. At the right angle, Drexel. Long jump shot, Drexel. Short rebound brought down by Wes Hymus with a strong right mitt. Leaves it for John Bauckham. Bauckham across the 10-second line. Goes around Drexel to the baseline to Gramillion. Foul goes to Nielsen, and that's number four on Nielsen. Gramillion got to the basketball before Nielsen got to Gramillion, and that's personal foul number four and 15 foul on BYU. Ready to come in is McCann for BYU. And the shock troops, Court Simons fans, in the stands, all dressed like the Blues Brothers or Steve Martin, inbounds to Dixie under their own basket. Bauckham gets it into the corner to Sean Anderson. Anderson wants to get it to Gramillion. Comes out in front with a pass to Robert Maxwell. 2-3 zone by Dixie now, by BYU. Hymus shot blocked by Juzovic. Juzovic went up above Hymus and just cleanly blocked it. It's out of bounds to BYU. Hymus turned right into Juzovic, and Juzovic put forth the effort. Got to give the young man credit. 59-46. McCann throws the elbow into Maxwell to get him off, and no foul call. Man-to-man defense by Dixie now. At the right angle, it goes to Nielsen, now dropping back into that 3-2 zone. And we go to the half-court game. Pass intended in deep, off the fingertips of Hymas, and then touched last by Bauckham. Nielsen could not get the pass to Jusevic. Dixie playing tough defense. 11:54 left in the ballgame, 59-46, Dixie out in front. The pass comes way out in front to McCann. McCann looks for help, into the post, man, Jusevic, shot up, good, it will count, and the foul, I believe, will go to Gramilian from the angle. Gramilian now has four personal fouls. Jusevic gets the basket, that's eight on the night, and a chance for a three-point play. Gramilian with personal foul number four, Bell on the sidelines with four. Now foul trouble getting to Dixie. Jusevic so far 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Second shot of the night from the free throw line. This one is good. 17 points. Pass into forecourt to John Bauckham. Cross court intended for Gramilian. Lost out of bounds. Out of bounds to BYU. A little too big for Gramilian. 59-49. BYU's cut the margin with that 3-point play back to 10. It could bring it under double figures as far as the deficit. McCann across the 10-second line. Dixie with that 3-2 zone. McCann passed to the baseline to Allman. The Capener out in front of McCann. McCann, long jump shot. Good, Dale McCann. First basket of the night for McCann. Back to an 8-point margin. Maxwell, who has 18 points on the night, to bring the ball across the court. Slowly, 10-second line of the court, slowly. Bauckham to the high post goes to Hymas. Hymas picked up quickly by Allman. On the right side, it goes to Sean Anderson. Man-to-man defense this time by BYU. Anderson against Capener. Personal foul goes to Capener. Capener picks up the personal foul, holding. Capener picks up personal foul number one. Sean Anderson leading with the left arm after Capener put in the block. A little bit of a ticky-tack foul. That's a 16 foul on BYU. It's a 1-1 for everybody from here on out. Bauckham to inbounds for Dixie. Does so in the corner. Sean Anderson, jump shot out of the corner. Good, Sean Anderson. Anderson, 8 points on the night, 61-51. McCann quickly into forecourt. Nielsen from 10, shot good. Kevin Nielsen drops it in. Seven baskets for Nielsen. Outstanding shooting exhibition now. Gordon Anderson ready to come in for Dixie. Zone defense, zone trap by BYU. Maxwell looks for help into forecourt. Goes to Sean Anderson. Anderson, shovel pass. Goes to Wes Hymas. Travel call on Wes Hymas. Into the lineup will come Gordon Anderson. Going out is Rich Gramilian. Gramilian may have twisted an ankle. Slightly limping to the sidelines. Gordon Anderson in. Rich Gramilian out. BYU's cut the margin from 13 to 8 with 10:48 left in the game. Kevin Nielsen with a hot hand all night. Nielsen in the corner. Gets it out in front of McCann. McCann to the baseline to Allman. Allman out in front of McCann. They want to get to Jusevic. Jusevic, the big man underneath. He can play. Pass deflected by Wes Hymas. Out of bounds. Ball never got to Jusevic. 10:34 left in the ballgame. 61-53. Dixie out in front by 8. And this is going to be a dogfight right to the wire. You can bet on it. Capener way out in front comes to McCann. Dixie into that 3-2 zone quickly. Into the postman, Jusevic. Turn around with the right hand. No good. Anderson with a rebound. Foul on Jusevic, and that's number 4 on Big Jusevic. Jim Jusevic, a young man from Southern California, Huntington Beach to be exact, who may have come to BYU, was thinking about it, or may have come to Dixie, was thinking about coming to Dixie instead of to BYU, chose at the last minute to go to BYU, and it's been a good find for Coach Frank Arnold. 10:28 left in a ball game, 1-1 situation coming up for Dixie. Gordon Anderson to shoot 1-1. Anderson on the year shooting fairly well from the free throw line, 71%. First shot, Anderson, good. Gordon Anderson got the rebound, got the foul from Jusevic, and that's 4 on Juve. Gordon Anderson brings it out to a 9-point lead again, 62-53. Could make it 10 if he gets the second half of the 1-1. Anderson, shot good, has the second half. 2 points to Gordon Anderson, 63-53. Dixie with a little bit of trap zone press in backcourt. Gets it into forecourt to Jusevic. Jusevic on the right side to Capener. Capener picked up quickly. Dixie into that zone in a hurry. Out in front it goes to McCann. Back to Capener. To the baseline it goes to Allman. Allman. Out in front of McCann. McCann from 20. Shot by McCann. Off. No good. Rebound tapped around. Rebound tapped around. Hymas finally got it. Anderson kept it alive. Anderson finally got the rebound. Sean Anderson to Robert Maxwell. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Allman. Allman and Sean Anderson. Allman went up over the back of Sean Anderson. And as Sean Anderson went back up, poked Allman in the eye. And Allman's upset. But he was behind Sean Anderson. Capener leans in. Shot will be short. And foul will go to whom? Looks like John Bauckham. If it is on Bauckham, That's four on John Bauckham. Bauckham with four. And at the free throw line will be Capener. Allman got poked in the eye on the rebound, unintentionally. Into the lineup will come Drexel. Allman may have contact lenses and may be looking for one. We'll wait and see. Apparently, the contact lens is missing. Drexel in. Harry Anderson up talking to the officials. And Harry Anderson getting an explanation from the officials. Now it's time to go to the kneeling act. 9:48 left in the ballgame. 63-53. And Bob Capener gets the standing ovation. Well, not standing, but gets the ovation. Capener, the young man with the sharp eyes, gets it for Allman. And Allman will be going back into the trainer's room to reinsert the contact lens. 63-53. 9:48 left in the game. Dixie by 10, but at the free throw line will be Capener to shoot a couple. Capener so far, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, has been held scoreless here in the second half. Capener, first shot. Good. Capener, 10 points on the night. 63-54. Dixie out in front. Second shot. Up and good by Capener. Capener with 11 points. John Bauckham with 4 personal fouls, playing with 4. And the pressure. The zone pressure. Robert Maxwell, double team. Maxwell, triple team. Pass into forecourt to Gordon Anderson. Anderson looks for help. Down the sidelines, it goes to Wes Hymas. Baseline jump shot. Hymas short. Rebound. Tap. Bauckham, no good. Rebound on the floor. Finally grabbed by Yusevich. A lot of contact underneath. No call that time. But that's the way they've been calling it pretty well. Capener out in front. It goes to McCann. Dixie leads by 8. BYU could cut it to 6. Capener at the angle against that 3-2 zone to McCann. Into the right corner goes to Drexel. Almost lost it. Back to Capener from 22. Capener, good. And Capener, Bob Capener. Brother Dan is a star for San Diego University. Inbounds, long inbounds pass comes to Robert Maxwell. Picked up by Capener. Maxwell at the right side goes to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson to Robert Maxwell. Left side it goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham to Gordon Anderson, underneath, fall away, bank shot, good, Gordon Anderson, and Gordon Anderson gets basket number one. Capener goes down hard, 65-57, 8-point lead. A lot of contact, a lot of hustle both sides. Trap on the ball player, or on the ball handler, Drexel, quickly goes to McCann, almost throws it away to Capener, back to McCann. Lob pass to Drexel, out in front, McCann, will take the shot from 20, McCann, good, Dale McCann with a hot hand, BYU not missing, comes back within 65-59. Bauckham to Robert Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by BYU. Maxwell at the angle to Sean Anderson. To the baseline goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham against Nielsen. Personal foul will go to who? It may go to Capener. No, they call the offensive foul on Sean Anderson. Harry Anderson up hollering. A late whistle, and they call the offensive foul on Sean Anderson. Player control foul. Neil Roberts up talking to the officials now. A delayed call, and Sean Anderson has personal number 3. One-on-one situation coming up for BYU. At the free throw line, Capener to shoot 1-1. 65-59. BYU making a run at Dixie. Capener, first shot up and good. And Capener now 6-for-6 from the free throw line. 8:14 left in the ball game. 65-60. Capener, next shot, no good. Rebound by Wes Hymas. Gordon Anderson screens out Yusevich, and Hymas gets the rebound. John Bauckham to Robert Maxwell across the 10-second line. BYU in that man-to-man defense. Dixie by 5 is led by as much as 13. Sean Anderson looks for help. Goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham at the angle, down the keyhole. Pass deflected, bounced out of bounds off the hands of Bauckham. Kevin Nielsen got the fingertip in there. Turnover by Dixie. Bauckham tried to slap it to Wes Hymas, was throwing it too big. Neil Roberts up talking to Harry Anderson. BYU with the basketball across the 10-second line. McCann to Drexel. Long jump shot out of the corner. Good. And BYU shooting out of their heads right now. 3-point lead, 65-62. Sean Anderson quickly into forecourt. McCann on the defense against Anderson to Robert Maxwell at the right angle to Hymas. Underneath, Gordon Anderson slams it home around Yusevich. Gordon Anderson got position and slammed it home. 67-62. Lob in the forecourt comes to Drexel. Drexel Double team quickly, looks for help. Out in front to McCann, who suddenly develops a hot hand, to Bob Kaepner, and the fans getting into this game. Drexel, out in front, McCann, head fake. One bounce dribble, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Pockham, on the floor. Scrambling for the basketball, picked up Wes Hymas. 4-on-3, fast break. Hymas slows things up just a little bit. A scramble for the rebound. Gordon Anderson, John Bauckham, and Jim Yusevich battling. Bauckham underneath, lays it up and in over Nielsen. Nielsen with four personals. Had to back off. Dixie back out to 7. 69-62. Timeout BYU with 6:49 left. Back at 60 seconds.
You know, every day there's a better way to do almost every job. And the business of running...
After bringing it back within three, Alan Raymond into the lineup for Dixie. Raymond in. Let's double check, see who's out. Sean Anderson taking a breather. 6:49 left in the game. Dixie with the full court pressure. Drexel into forecourt. Comes to Kaepner. BYU has the hot hand. All but Allman are varsity ball players. Kaepner jump shot. No good. Rye for the rebound. Alan Raymond. Raymond quickly to Robert Maxwell as Kaepner had a shot which is normally his shot. Raymond all alone from 15. Shot no good. Tap. Rebound. Rebound scrambling for the basketball. Gordon Anderson saves it off the knee of McCann out of bounds. And Gordon Anderson goes five steps up into the sand. After saving it, out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. 69-62, seven-point lead. Bauckham inbounds to Wes Hymas. Hymas give and go quickly to Raymond. All alone for the layup, and Raymond gets the basket. 4 points on the night. Dixie back out by nine, 71-62. Bauckham with a heads-up pass. Drexel pass in deep to Nielsen. Puts the shot up. It will not fall. Foul goes to Gordon Anderson, who went up high. Gordon Anderson, one of the few ball players who can get up nose-to-nose with Nielsen on the jump. Now, Anderson has three. Nielsen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nielsen, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Kevin Nielsen to shoot a couple. First shot is up and good. Kevin Nielsen just does not miss against Dixie that often. 5 free throws, 7 field goals, and a total of 19 points for Nielsen, a junior out of Provo High School and a redshirt junior at that, and a return missionary on top of that. 2 free throws by Nielsen. 71-64, back to a 7-point lead. Full court zone trap pressure by BYU. Bauckham looks for help. Bauckham gets it to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell quickly across the 10-second line. Beats the count. Maxwell quickly to Raymond. Lays it up. No good. Followed by Hymas. No good. Rebound brought down by Yusevich. The tap hung on a rim and came right back out. BYU with the basketball. McCann at the point against that 3-2 zone. Lob into the corner. Kaepner can shoot. Will shoot. Shot good. Bob Kaepner. Kaepner puts it up and in. 5 baskets. Cuts the margin back to 5. 71-66. Bauckham against Nielsen, lays it up and in, and John Bauckham comes back with his 3rd basket this half. 73-66, and we have a horse race going. 5:32 left in the game. Dixie will not let up. BYU will not give up. McCann, lob at the left angle, goes to Drexel. Foul underneath will go to Wes Hymas. Hymas, away from the basketball, picks up personal foul number 1, and a technical foul called on Wes Hymas. And Hymas, 1-1 apparently, and Hymas got the technical, said something to the official. Wes Hymas gets the technical, and Neil Roberts complaining. So this is a possibility of a 5-point play. Dixie leading by 7. Nielsen at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Nielsen so far is 6 for 7 from the free throw line, make it 7 for 8. 5:22 left in the game, and could be a big turnaround for BYU. 73-67. Nielsen, second shot. Good. Nielsen now is 8 for 9 from the free throw line. Will shoot the technical foul, and then BYU gets the ball out of bounds. Shot by Nielsen. Good. Has hit 3 straight from the free throw line, and BYU has the basketball. Suddenly, from a 7-point deficit, it's down to 4, and could be down to 2. Dan Bell back into the lineup for Dixie, replacing Wes Hymas. McCann to Kaepner. McCann at the point, looks for help. Dixie will have a tough go now. BYU ready to bring it back within 2 if they can. McCann to Kaepner. Kaepner into the corner, looks for help. Out in front, Dale McCann all alone at 22. Shot too long, high for the rebound. Anderson, foul on Yusevich. And that's 5 on Yusevich. Big turnaround. Gordon Anderson with a key rebound. And Jim Yusevich fouls out with 5:05 left in the game. Yusevich fouls out with 8 baskets. 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 17 points on the night. Back in is Alleman playing with 4 personal fouls. And Gordon Anderson will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Timeout call, BYU, with 5:05 left, 73-69 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is having a Valentine's Day sale. It's a $500 down sale on all used cars and trucks with low monthly payments. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury also offers 11.9% interest on all 1983 cars and trucks. Get your Valentine a new car or truck and watch her a little heartbeat. That's Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where you can get the used car or truck of your dreams for only $500 down, or a new car or truck for the low interest rate of 11.9%.
And you're listening to Dixie Rebel Basketball this afternoon on Stereo 93, KZEZ, St. George. Are you being bothered with worries about having a fire in your home this winter, or even perhaps of having to go into the hospital with some unexpected emergency? Well, it's time to start feeling secure with your very own insurance policy from Olson Levitt. Now, they have a plan especially for you and your family. Whether it's home, auto, life, or health insurance you're looking for, the staff at Olson Levitt Insurance will be happy to serve you. See them for all your individual needs at 65 North Main, or give Olson Levitt a call today at 628-0453.
73-69, Dixie out in front, and Gordon Anderson to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. A big rebound by Gordon Anderson did two things. It prevented BYU from getting the follow shot, as Yusevich was also right there. It drew the foul from Jim Yusevich and put Yusevich on the sidelines. Yusevich had 29 points Thursday night against CEU, and definitely a major college ball player. He can play. Gordon Anderson, first shot at 1-1, misses it. Rebound brought down by Alleman. Quickly, it comes to McCann. McCann at the point. Lob pass into the corner to Drexel. Drexel looks for help. Underneath, it goes to Alleman. Triple teamed out in front to Nielsen. Jump shot from 5. Nielsen, good. And Kevin Nielsen brings it back within 2 anyway. 73-71. John Pockham fouled by Bob Kapner, reaching in from behind. Kapner trying to steal the basketball. Picks up personal foul number 2, and at the free throw line, John Bockham will shoot 1-1. Dixie, struggling a little bit at the free throw line on occasion, has missed some first half to 1-1. But still, coming up with some good efforts tonight, this afternoon. Tonight, it's BYU versus Utah. It's Salt Lake, and what should be a wild one up there at the wigwam. John Bockham to shoot 1-1, 6 points on the night, all in the second half. First shot, good. John Bockham. Bockham, who had the heroic efforts against Snow College by going 13 for 15 from the free throw line, brings it out to a 3-point lead, 74-71. Bockham. Second shot up and good. Bockham with 8 points on the night. 75-71. Kevin Nielsen seems to be the key now for BYU. Von Allman, who is not an offensive ball player to speak of for BYU, in replacing Yusevich. Drexel out in front, it goes to McCann. McCann back to Drexel out of the corner. Long jump shot over the basket. Rebound Bockham. Bockham caught it like catching flies in center field. Bockham quickly into forecourt. Jump pass at the angle goes to Gordon Anderson. Tries to slam it home. Foul on Allman. That's number 5 on Von Allman. Gordon Anderson had the shot at the slammer. And John Von Allman fouls out with 5. And so BYU will be significantly smaller the rest of the ball game. 4:25 left in the game. Gordon Anderson to the free throw line to shoot 2. Allman fouls out with nothing. No points at all. Into the lineup comes Dave Bennion at the free throw line. Gordon Anderson. John Bockham, who has been an outstanding passer in his career, showing that he still has the touch, has picked up a couple of outstanding assists. Almost had the assist that time as Gordon Anderson went for the slam as Von Allman was flying at him. Gordon Anderson, first shot. No, good. Too long. Anderson misses the first half of the two-shot foul. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Anderson, good shooter from the free throw line. Second shot, Gordon Anderson, in and out, no good. Misses 3 straight from the free throw line. 75-71. They were there, fell around, came right back out. McCann to Kapner, out in front of McCann. BYU, back to a normal-sized team. McCann at the right angle goes to Kapner, back out in front to McCann. Nielsen will have to go in deep, and he's playing with 4 personals. In deep now to Bennion, back out to Kapner against Maxwell. Kapner to McCann. McCann head fakes, can't get the shot away. Back to Kapner. Kapner back to McCann. McCann trying to make the penetration, cannot. Back out in front to McCann, trying to find Nielsen underneath at the post position. Long jump shot, Kapner, too long, rebound, Gordon Anderson off his hands, tapped by Bell, quickly to Maxwell. Three on one. Maxwell, free throw line jumper, short. Rebound, Robert Maxwell. Bob Kapner going for the steal, ended up out of bounds here right in front of us. That helped make that three on one. Maxwell against McCann. Right side goes to Gordon Anderson. Out in front it goes to Alan Raymond. Raymond leaves it for Bell at the angle. Back to Robert Maxwell. 3:35 left. Baseline, Alan Raymond against Kapner. Bank shot, Raymond short. Rebound brought down by Drexel. Missed the bank board altogether. BYU wants the timeout. 3:24 left in the game. 75-71, Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Stop and Shop is the most convenient of all convenience stores in St. George. The Stop and Shop never closes. In fact, they've lost the key. They give you 24-hour-a-day service every day of the year. Stop and Shop is located just east of McDonald's on the Boulevard with plenty of easy access gas pumps with only top-quality major petroleum products, always at the most competitive prices. The Stop and Shop has a complete store of food and travel items for your trips or for a forgotten grocery item. Stop and Shop, the most convenient store in St. George.
Chuck's Auto, the place to go and the people to know. See Chuck or Mike at Chuck's Auto for a reliable deal on a reliable car or truck. Chuck's Auto is one of the few used automobile dealers here in the West who warranty their cars. People know that they can trust the used car they get at Chuck's Auto. They know the values are honest and the cars are good. Also, Chuck's Auto has a few 1982 motor homes at closeout prices. Chuck's Auto, located at 447 North Bluff, across the street from the Steak Center in St. George.
Sean Anderson back into the lineup to replace Raymond. It's out of bounds to BYU in backcourt. BYU has brought it back from a 13-point margin back to 2. Dixie's taking it back out to 4. BYU trying to bring it back to within 2. Dale McCann. BYU has lost their two biggest men, Allman and Yusevich, to fouls. Dixie has foul trouble also. Kapner out in front to McCann. McCann, long jump shot from 18. Good, and Dale McCann has hit 3 straight this half. Dixie leads by 2, 75-73. Bauckham has problems with the dribble, bringing it into forecourt. Leaves it for Maxwell. Maxwell, man-to-man defense by BYU. Maxwell at the angle goes to Gordon Anderson. Gordon Anderson leaves it for Sean Anderson out away from the basket. Sean Anderson to make the move on Kapner. Leaves it for Robert Maxwell. Right side it goes to Gordon Anderson. Gordon Anderson makes the move, dumps the pass off to Sean Anderson at the baseline. Sean Anderson looks for help. Back out in front it goes to Robert Maxwell. 2:44 left in the game. 75-73. Dixie. John Bauckham makes the move out in front to Maxwell. Left side goes to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson looks for help against Kapner. Out in front it goes to Robert Maxwell. BYU hollering for an offensive foul on Sean Anderson. Robert Maxwell, right side to Dan Bell. Bell looks for help. Bell makes the move back to her along the baseline. Can't find anybody. Clears it to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson to Robert Maxwell. 2:19 left. Dixie being cautious. 75-73. Dixie maybe too cautious on the offense. Sean Anderson at the top of the key looks for help. Almost loses the ball to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell back out against the near the 10-second line against McCann. Double team on Maxwell. Quickly to Bauckham. Bauckham down the keyhole. Lays it up. Blocked by Dave Pena, taken out by BYU. Here comes BYU on the fast break. McCann at the point. Left side goes to Drexel. 22-footer. No good. Rebound off the hands of Pena. Out of bounds to Dixie. So BYU cannot bring it back to a tie. Dixie a little too cautious on the offense. With a minute 49 left, 75-73. Dixie with the basketball, and BYU will not pressure. Dixie looking for the big shot right now as Maxwell brings it across the 10-second line with a pass to Bauckham. Bauckham to Maxwell. Maxwell to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson looks for help. Sean Anderson, pressed quickly by Kapner, clears it out to Robert Maxwell. Down the sidelines to Sean Anderson. Anderson wants to get it to Bell. Sean Anderson can't get it to Dan Bell. Sean Anderson looks for help. Finally gives it to Maxwell. Maxwell to Gordon Anderson. Baseline, John Bauckham. Head fakes against Pena. Foul on Pena. Pena picks up the personal foul, number 3 on Dave Pena. And at the free throw line will be Dixie's John Bauckham. We have a final on the Texas El Paso-San Diego State game. 52-50, Texas El Paso defeated San Diego State today. So UTEP will stay right in the thick of things. For the WAC championship, San Diego State drops a game back. At the free throw line, Bauckham to shoot 1-1. BYU has made a furious rush with some outstanding shooting. Dixie, with a minute 16 left, has a 2-point lead. Bauckham needs the first to get the second. has 8 points. Bakken, first shot. Soft, off the front of the rim, Angus falls. Apoplexy shot. Hit the front of the rim. Looks like it was going to come back. And then went up and over and in. Bakken, 9 points on the night. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 76-73. Dixie wants that 4-point lead badly. Bakken, second shot. Cleanly through. Bakken, 10 points. All in the second half. 77-73. A minute 16 left. McCann to bring it into forecourt. Dixie, 3-2 zone defense and a 4-point lead. Drexel. Right side goes to McCann. McCann looks for help. High post goes to Binion. Back to McCann. McCann, who has shown he can shoot from out front. To Drexel, who's being shut down today. Back to McCann. Jump shot, 22. No good. Long rebound. Kapner lays it back up and in. Kapner got the long rebound and brought it back to within two. Maxwell across the 10-second line. 51 seconds left. Dixie to John Bakken to Sean Anderson. Dixie may just hang on to it. Sean Anderson, shovel pass way out in front to Maxwell. 43 seconds left. Maxwell against McCann. Maxwell, double team, pass cross court to John Bakken. Dixie will just hang on to it a little bit now. Bakken with 33 seconds left. Foul by Bob Kapner, number 3 on Kapner. And to the free throw line will go Bakken to shoot 1-1. 77-75, 2-point lead by Dixie with 32 seconds left. Dixie came in last year and lost a heartbreaker by a close margin at BYU. The only loss that Coach Neil Roberts has had against the JB was last year. Timeout called by BYU with 32 seconds left. 77-75 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
Stationery to paperclips, typewriters to stereos, LDS books to office desks. That's just a few of the specialty items to be found at Tri-State Office Supply in St. George. Tri-State even has pieces of luggage, briefcases, loose leaf binders, pen and pencil sets, and oh gosh, I could go on for the next 20 minutes, but at least you get an idea about the exciting merchandise you'll find at Tri-State Office Supply. See them at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Shopping spree savings all week long at Snow's in St. George. Now this week at Snow's, get a Spartus digital alarm clock for only $10.96. A top quality Sunbeam pendulum clock with black filigree hands and Roman numerals for only $7.99. Or try this, how about a Code 1 smoke alarm with 3-year warranty for $9.96. Well, at Snow's this week, they have lots more shopping spree specials store-wide. That's at Snow's, where they meet or beat all other local food store ads.
32 seconds left. John Bakken to the free throw line is 4 for 4 from the free throw line and has had an outstanding pressure shooting situation. 32 seconds left. BYU is missing their two top rebounders underneath. They're two big ones. Both 6'9". Kevin Nielsen playing with 4. Dixie having some ball players playing with 4 also. Bakken one of them. 32 seconds left. 77-75. Bakken needs the first to get the second. John Bakken. 4 for 4. First shot, Bakken up, and good. It almost came out. Bakken, ready to start everybody's heart. As there's a pause, and then it goes through. Bakken. Another shot, up and good. Next one is always cleanly through. The first one is the all-time heart stopper. 79-75, 4-point lead. In deep it goes to Binion. Running hook shot, blocked by Gordon Anderson. Into the stand. Out of bounds to BYU, Gordon Anderson. On a running hook shot, waited, timed it perfectly. And Gordon Anderson having a great second half. Kapner to inbound. Way out in front, gets it to McCann, 25 seconds left. McCann to Kapner, along the baseline. Kapner leans in, puts it over the basket. Offensive foul, Kapner, or did he step out of bounds? Foul or personal foul or out of bounds? Apparently stepped out of bounds, turnover by BYU. Bakken inbounds, and there's a personal foul on Sean Anderson, or is it Kapner? It's on Sean Anderson, as Kapner set up the blind screen, and no time off the clock, 21 seconds left. Kapner goes to the free throw line, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, in a 1-on-1 situation. Sean Anderson now has 4 personal fouls, and so this one is not over yet, no way. Kapner, who is deadly from the free throw line, first shot, Kapner, good. 7 for 7 from the free throw line. 21 seconds left. 79-76. A lot of time left. Kapner to shoot the second shot. Shot by Kapner. Good. And Kapner now 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Dixie to inbound with 21 seconds left. Full court pressure by BYU. John Bakken. As Dixie's trying to hang on, BYU making a furious rush in the second half. Bell fouled in backcourt. By number 24, Drexel. That's number 4 on Drexel. And Bell will shoot 1-1. Bell, who has not had his best free throw shooting efforts, 3-for-7 tonight, but on the year, Bell shooting 70%. 79-77, 20 seconds left, and Bell needs the first to get the second. It will be heroics from the free throw line if Dixie's going to win this game, and right now they have the two-point advantage. Bell to shoot 1-1. Almost came to Dixie College instead of BYU. Tap controlled by Yusevich, ricochets into backcourt and picked up there by Dave Banyan, the one non-varsity ball player who will be starting for BYU. Allman will be on the bench to begin things. Drexel with the basketball. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. At the angle, it goes to Nielsen. Out in front, it comes to Dave Banyan. Right side to Bob Kapner. Out in front, top of the key, Nielsen. Jump shot, almost a two-handed jumper, and it hangs and falls. So Kevin Nielsen gets basket number one, 2-0. BYU out in front of Dixie. This was a barn burner last year, 79-76, but there wasn't much of a crowd to burn the barn. And again, this year, about 100 people. Sean Anderson at the baseline. At the angle, it comes out to John Bauckham at the top of the key. Maxwell, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Banyan. Banyan down the sidelines. It comes with a pass to Bob Kapner. Kapner against Maxwell. Goes to the top of the key, down the keyhole. Bank shots from 10, and good for Bob Kapner. Make it 4-0. BYU out in front of Dixie. Maxwell, left angle, goes to Sean Anderson. Anderson goes in deep to Rich Gramillion, whirls to the basket, shot too hard, off the back of the rim, rebound, comes to Banyan once again. Quickly to Drexel. Drexel at the angle, backs in against Sean Anderson. Out in front it goes to Kapner against Robert Maxwell. Kapner at 6'4", can shoot over Maxwell easily. But Maxwell, tough little defensive ball player. At the right angle, it goes to Banyan. Out in front to Nielsen. Left angle, it goes to Kapner. Back out in front. Free throw line jumper by Banyan. Off to the left. Rebound brought down by Yusevich. Puts it up over the basket, but a foul on Gramillion as Gramillion tries to block the shot. Yusevich, a rugged young man, came into the season weighing at 215 pounds as he finished his high school season. He was more like 190 to 195, muscled up a little bit over the summer, and is hoping to muscle up a little bit more, closer to possibly 225 or 230 before he's through at BYU. Yusevich, first shot, no good. Misses the first free throw. 4-0, BYU just underway. 18:36 left in the first half of play. Yusevich coming off a 29-point effort against CEU Thursday night, and what was a heartbreaking loss for the BYU JV. Yusevich, next shot up, and too long. Too long before he got the shot away. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Before he let fly with a free throw, too long, you only have 10 seconds. First time I've seen that since it happened to John Noble for Weber State in a varsity game years ago. John Bauckham, 2-3 zone thrown up by BYU, and now against the Dixie Rebels at the left angle. Sean Anderson, skip pass, cross court, goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham looks for help against Kapner. Pass to the high post to Gramillion, foul reaching over Dave Banyan. Banyan bumping Rich Gramillion from behind. Gets personal foul number one. That's team foul number one on BYU. And of course, the one team foul on Dixie. There's a predominantly Dixie crowd. No emphasis on the crowd because there aren't that many people, period, behind me. Inbound, it comes to Rich Gramillion. To the high post now. It goes to Dan Bell. Turns around and faces his man in deep. It goes to Gramillion. Drops the basketball as he goes up. Foul on Nielsen reaching in. And Kevin Nielsen picks up personal foul number one. And it's team foul number two on BYU. At the free throw line, Rich Gramillion ruled to be going up with a shot. And so Rich will be shooting a couple. First time at the free throw line for Dixie today. Gramillion first shot up and good. That breaks the ice with 18:09 left in the first half of play. 4-1. BYU out in front of Dixie. Gramillion trying to get point number two for the Rebels. Second shot up and good, and Rich Gramillion cuts the margin to 4-2. BYU out in front against Dixie. Drexel brings the ball up against Sean Anderson under pressure. Drexel at the point, trying to back away from trouble, goes on the right side to Banyan. Down the right angle, it goes to Kapner. Kapner in deep to Yusevich. Double team on Yusevich. Turn around with the right hand. Yusevich soft and good. And Jim Yusevich gets basket number one. Make it 6-1. Quickly into forecourt. John Bauckham baseline. Head fakes against Nielsen. Can't get the shot away to Gramillion from 10. Shot in and out. No good. Reaching in. Bauckham did not get called with a foul as Nielsen got the rebound and outlets it to BYU. Kapner backing away from trouble. In deep it goes to Yusevich. Foul on Gramillion. Bumping him with a body. That's number two on Rich Gremillion. Jim Yusevich, who has been used to playing against the likes of Wyoming and Texas El Paso and all, used to a physical game, and will play such. Out of bounds to BYU under their own basket. Banyan to inbounds. Does so to Kapner in the corner, in the right corner against Maxwell. Dixie moves into that 3-2 zone. It drops back into a 2-3 zone as the ball goes to the baseline. At the point, Paul Drexel, left side, goes to Kevin Nielsen. High post, Yusevich, turnaround from 15, shot no good, rebound, Bauckham. Bauckham clearly for the rebound. Up court, it comes to Robert Maxwell. Jump shot, free throw line, short, rebound, Kapner. Here comes BYU and Dixie. Nothing from the field yet, just two free throws. 6-2 lead, Kapner, long jump shot, too short, though. Rebound, Sean Anderson. Anderson, right side pass, goes to Robert Maxwell. Up the right sidelines, bounce pass into the right corner. John Bauckham from 20, shot too high. Rebound, Dan Bell, back to the basket. Shot no good, foul on Yusevich. Yusevich, let's see if it's Yusevich or Banyan reaching in. I think it's Yusevich. It is. Jim Yusevich, personal foul number one. That's the third team foul on BYU. And at the free throw line is Dan Bell. Dixie, yet to score from the field, has two free throws and is trailing 6-2. Dan Bell steadies himself. First free throw up and short off the front of the rim. Bell has been a good free throw shooter of late, shooting 70% on the year against CSI. Bell went 3-for-4. Dan, not expected to be a good free throw shooter, has developed into a more than adequate one, except this time he hits too short off the front of the rim. So Dixie still trailing 6-2. Kapner into forecourt, leans in from 10. Shot too long. Rebound, Rich Gremillion. Gremillion hangs on to it, gets it to Maxwell. Up court it comes. Robert Maxwell, top of the key, looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Gremillion at the point, out away from the basket. Right side goes to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson out in front. Robert Maxwell, 22-footer, too long. Rebound off the backboard, picked up by Gremillion. Right side to Bell against Yusevich, puts it up over the basket with the left hand. Rebound brought down by Kapner. Dixie not drawing iron on that shot. Into forecourt, Drexel from 18. In and out, no good. Neither ball club being able to shoot well. Nielsen had it on a rim, tapped in by Yusevich. Goaltending offensively, take the basket away. It was going to fall by Nielsen. Yusevich got the index finger from the left hand on it, and it's an offensive basket interference. I think that's the official technical term. 6-2. BYU out in front, and Dixie looking for their first field goal. Gremillion, left angle goes to Bauckham. Bauckham, skip pass cross-court to Sean Anderson. Anderson starts to make the move. Travel call on Sean Anderson. Turnover by Dixie. 16 minutes left in this first half, and it's still 6-2. Neither ball club being able to shoot the eyes out, and Dixie not being able to break the seal yet, except from the free throw line. Paul Drexel against Sean Anderson. Left-handed dribble. Dixie man-to-man defense. Goes out in front to Bob Kapner. In deep it goes to Yusevich against Gremillion. Back to the baseline to Dave Banyan. Shovel pass to Yusevich. Fall away from five. Good. Jim Yusevich. Make it 8-2. BYU out in front. Maxwell into forecourt. Changes hands with a dribble. Five-footer. Good. And Robert Maxwell gets the first basket of the ball game for Dixie. Cuts the margin to 8-4. BYU out in front. Drexel picked up quickly by Sean Anderson. Drexel jump pass out in front goes to Kapner. Actually, almost beyond his shooting range. Now to Drexel. Pass in deep goes to Banyan against the baseline. Head fake shoots over Bell. Shot no good. Foul underneath. And it may go to whom? Yusevich or Nielsen? Foul will go to whom? Goes to Yusevich. And Yusevich, with two baskets, now has fouls to match. Two personal fouls on Jim Yusevich. 15-16 left in the first half. 8-4. BYU out in front. John Bauckham in the corner. Goes to the high post to Gremillion. Back to Bauckham. Pass deflected. Back to Bauckham. Baseline. Jump shot. Short. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Kapner. Kapner. Slow dribble into forecourt. Shock of blonde hair. Whistling in the wind. To the baseline. Nielsen. Jump shot over the basket. Into the hands of Sean Anderson. Here comes Dixie. Fast break. Robert Maxwell. Early offense. 15-footer. Good. Robert Maxwell. Right angle. Maxwell gets basket number two. Cuts the margin to two. 8-6. BYU out in front. Paul Drexel, left side, goes to Kevin Nielsen against Bauckham. Out in front again, it goes to Kapner to Banyan. Right angle, it goes to Paul Drexel. At the point, it goes to Nielsen. Long jump shot, good, Kevin Nielsen. Nielsen, one of those guys that can take the light bulbs out here at the Marriott Center. He jumps so well. Gets basket number two, 10-6, BYU out in front. Maxwell against the 2-3 zone. Goes to the left side to Anderson. Indeed to Gremillion. Goes right around Yusevich into the basket for two. Gremillion took one step and left Yusevich choking in the dust and got the basket. 10-8, 2-point lead by BYU. Binion, right side it goes, deep right angle, it goes to Kapner. In deep intended for Binion, knocked out of bounds by Bell. Good defense by Dan Bell. Ready to come into the lineup, Von Allman. Allman will be in to replace Jim Musevich. The varsity for varsity this time. Allman, a young man from Las Vegas, Nevada. First substitution of the ballgame, either side, and it's Von Allman. Inbound comes to Binion. Drexel lost control of it, but laid it off to Nielsen. Nielsen puts in the jump shot, and there's a foul on Dixie. Nielsen gets basket number three, and John Paukum picks up personal foul number one. That's team foul number three on Dixie. Four team fouls on BYU. Ready to come in as Wes Hymas for Dixie. Hymas described as by one scout as the most physical ball player he had seen at Dixie College in a number of years. That takes in a pretty good group of physical ball players, too, at the free throw line. Nielsen trying to complete the three-point play, does so softly, in, and Kevin Nielsen with 7 points already. Quickly into forecourt, it comes to Sean Anderson. Anderson at the point goes to Robert Maxwell. Left side to Wes Hymas. Hymas looks for help. Out in front to Sean Anderson. Anderson against Drexel. Ball knocked away, picked up by Robert Maxwell. Drexel slapping at the basketball, quickly to Sean Anderson, right angle. Sean wants to make the move, can't get the shot away to Rich Grumillion. Grumillion at the high post against Allman. Grumillion. Lob pass underneath to Hymas at the baseline. Hymas can't get the shot away. Clears out the pass to Robert Maxwell. At the point, it goes to Sean Anderson. Left baseline to Grumillion. Goes around. Allman lays it up. No good. And there's a foul on BYU. Grumillion will shoot. Foul goes to Von Allman. Grumillion left Allman in the dust. And Allman, trying to catch up, commits the personal foul, reaching in. Rich Grumillion to the free throw line again to shoot two. 13-8 with that three-point play. Suddenly a five-point lead by BYU. They've led by as much as six. Grumillion to shoot a couple. Grumillion so far 2-for-2 from the free throw line and 4 points. Rich Grumillion, first shot softly in. Make it 5 points on the night for Grumillion. East High grad. Virtually all the ball players from Orem North. Although a couple of the ball players now have families that live in the South. Ron Butterfield's family lives in Nevada. John Anderson's family now lives in Utah's Dixie. Ball almost stolen by Dan Bell. Drexel keeps control of it and brings it across the 10-second line. Left side it goes to number 25, Dale McCann, who's into the lineup. Jump shot, Nielsen, no good. Rebound, Robert Maxwell. Fast break, 4-on-3. Maxwell, free throw line, jumper, good. Robert Maxwell, 3 baskets, Maxwell. Got the margin to 1, 13-12. BYU out in front. And Dixie with some pressure defense. Across the 10-second line comes Drexel. Quickly to McCann. McCann at the left angle, starting to direct traffic. McCann looks right, looks left. Dixie, 3-2 zone. Finally, Drexel pops out to get the pass. Now to McCann. McCann, left side, goes to Kevin Nielsen. Nielsen back out in front to McCann, trying to find Allman underneath. Allman, a muscular young man, has put on a little muscle since last year. Long jump shot out of the corner. Drexel, soft, not enough. Rebound, Grumillion. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. Dixie could take the first lead for the Rebels. Pass into forecourt. Wes Hymas, all alone in the left corner, doesn't take the shot. To Maxwell, who's had the hot hand since halftime of the CS High game. Maxwell to the high post to Dan Bell. Bell under pressure looks for help. Back to Maxwell. Head fakes to Hymas at the baseline. In deep, Grumillion. Turnaround from 5. Goes 4. And into the hands of Allman. Or correction, Nielsen. Nielsen to Dale McCann. Right side. It goes to Drexel. Baseline hook pass goes to Allman. There's a foul. As Drexel was pushed. Goes to Dan Bell. Personal foul number 1 on Bell. Team foul number 4 on Dixie. Gordon Anderson into the lineup. To replace Rich Grumillion. Grumillion gets a fine hand. As he has 6 points so far. And has done an outstanding job. Gordon Anderson, very active as a reserve center. Inbounds comes to Allman. Allman double teamed. Out in front it goes to McCann. Picked up quickly by Sean Anderson. Dixie, 3-2 zone again. High post it goes to Yusevich. Underneath it goes to Binion. Binion gets around Gordon Anderson and lays it in. Binion came from the weak side. Across, got the pass and posted up hard. Jump shot, baseline, Hymas soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Dan Bell and put up and in. Dan Bell with a basket, first of the night. Make it 15-14. Dixie hanging close against the BYU JV. Yusevich at the high post. Pass into the right corner goes to Kapner. To McCann. McCann at the point. Looks for help. Goes on the left wing to Allman. Allman to McCann. Gordon Anderson trying to keep Binion from getting in too deep. Kapner right side. Pass to the point goes to Dale McCann. Back at the right angle, Kapner, 20-footer, short. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. Anderson right there. Get it to Robert Maxwell. Into forecourt. Pass. Almost stolen. Gets to Dan Bell. Puts it up. Will not fall. Rebound brought down by Yusevich. Yurcevich takes it down, gives it to Kapner at the point. Kapner down the keyhole, running jump shot. Good. Kapner off balance, still banks it in from five. Make it a three-point lead, 17-14. Maxwell, free throw line jumper. Good, Robert Maxwell. Four baskets already. Pass, inbound, stolen by Maxwell. Looks for help. Maxwell lays it over the basket. Rebound, Kapner. Maxwell went up over Yusevich and shot it too high into the hands of Kapner. Dixie trails by one, 17-16. To McCann. McCann, law pass into the corner. Allman, pass in deep, goes to Binion. Blocked by Gordon Anderson. Foul called on Gordon Anderson. Anderson, see if the official rules across the wrist as it's all right, the body. Into the lineup comes John Bauckham. Bauckham, ready to come into the lineup. Timeout called with 10:31 left in the first half, 17-16. BYU JV out in front, back in 60 seconds.
When it's time for dinner and you realize that you're out of milk, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When you're on the go and you need gas and a quick snack, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When it's late at night and your wife wants pickles and ice cream, it's time to go to Stop and Shop and maybe the doctor. No matter what time of day or night, Stop and Shop on East St. George Boulevard is open and has what you want, from easy access gas pumps to ice cold fountain drinks and a variety of groceries, too. Anytime is Stop and Shop time.
Chuck's Auto, the place to go and the people to know. See Chuck or Mike at Chuck's Auto for a reliable deal on a reliable car truck. Chuck's Auto is one of the few used automobile dealers here in the West who warranty their cars. People know that they can trust the used car they get at Chuck's Auto. They know the values are honest and the cars are good. Also, Chuck's Auto has a few 1982 motor homes at closeout prices. Chuck's Auto, located at 447 North Bluff, across the street from the Steak Center in St. George.
Back at the Marriott Center, BYU's JV with a 17-16 lead over Dixie. BYU has led throughout this ball game by as much as 6 points at one point. Dixie has brought it back within one a number of times. Paul Drexel back into the lineup, ready to come in, will be number 40. Kevin Nielsen, who's on the sidelines right now. At the free throw line will be Dave Binion. Drexel, Kapner, Allman, and Yusevich. And when Nielsen comes in, we'll have five varsity ball players for BYU on the floor at the same time. Yusevich and Allman, a couple of twin towers underneath, 6'9", and with some muscle. Binion, young man from Orem High School, first shot good, and Dave Binion has point number three on the night. Binion, at 6'5", enlisted at about 200. Muscular young man, second shot up, and short. Rebound brought down by Allman. Allman, on the long rebound, took it away. In deep it goes to Yusevich, turns around, loses the ball, has it tipped out of bounds by apparently Wes Imus. Imus and Bell both there. Nielsen ready to come in to replace Binion. 18-16, BYU has it out of bounds under their own basket. Allman, who was supposed to come to St. George, twisted an ankle and didn't make the trip. Yusevich out in front, Kapner, top of the key jump shot, off to the right, rebound, long rebound, Robert Maxwell. Here comes Dixie on the break, 3-on-2, Maxwell to Hymus, head fakes, layup shot, no good, rebound, saved by Hymus, no, he lost it out of bounds. Blocked by Drexel, and as Hymus tried to save it, as it came back at him, Hymus lost it out of bounds. Kapner and Drexel in backcourt, bothersome pressure by Sean Anderson, now tightens up that press. Drexel gets by Sean Anderson. At the left side, it goes to Kevin Nielsen. Left ankle, about 20 feet away. Into the corner, it goes to Allman. Out in front to Drexel. Drexel against Dixie's zone defense, 3-2 zone. Into the corner, it goes to Kevin Nielsen. Passing deep to Kapner. Double team, takes a jump shot. Hangs, does not fall. Rebound, Hymus, foul on Nielsen. That's Kevin Nielsen's foul, number two. And that's team foul, number five or six. Six, it looks like. Counting them up now, number six. Next time, 1-1 situation for Dixie. 9:50 left in the first. 18-16, BYU out in front, the BYU JV. At the point, it goes to Maxwell. Right side, it goes to Sean Anderson. Goes to the high post now to Dan Bell. Left angle to John Bauckham. Bauckham looks for help. On the right side, Maxwell. Maxwell, right angle. Sean Anderson, 15-footer. Good, Sean Anderson. And Sean Anderson, coming back where he played high school basketball at Orem High, although his parents are in St. George now. Sean Anderson picks up basket number one. First tie of the ball game, 18 apiece. In deep it goes to Nielsen. Five-footer good over John Bauckham. Nielsen at 6'7", can jump. Quickly into forecourt it comes.
to Robert Maxwell. Right side, Sean Anderson feeling the hot hand, wants to make the move against Drexel to Wes Hymus. 15-footer. Shot not enough. Rebound brought down by Bell and Bauckham, and a foul will go to whom? Kevin Nielsen. And Nielsen has three. Nielsen, with 9 points so far, has put Dixie in the one-on-one situation. And at the free throw line will go Dan Bell. The meat part of a basketball sandwich, as Nielsen and Allman collapsed on Bell. Bell, like in rush hour traffic, squashed, but got the one-on-one situation coming up. Kevin Nielsen with three personals. Bell shooting one-on-one, needs the first, misses the first. Bell 0 for 3 from the free throw line. 20-18, BYU with the lead. Drexel quickly into forecourt, comes against Sean Anderson at the right angle to Kevin Nielsen out in front. To Drexel, to Kapner. At the point, it goes to Kevin Nielsen against John Bauckham. Nielsen from Provo High School. Good athlete. To Kapner, out in front to Drexel. To Allman, makes the move against Bell. Travel call on Allman. Allman, who used to be the postman, faced up nose-to-nose against Bauckham and travels as he tries to make the move. Into the lineup comes Dave Bengen, going out as Nielsen. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Dixie has tied the ball game at 18 for the first time in this game. Now it's 20-18. BYU out in front. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Drexel. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Side court of forecourt. Once again, this the place is buzzing up here in northern Utah about Utah versus BYU tonight in Salt Lake City. Bauckham inbounds to Wes Hymus. Hymus in the right corner goes to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell a little out of his shooting range right now. BYU into that 2-3 zone again. Maxwell to the high post to Dan Bell. Bell faces up, takes a jump shot. Free throw line, good. Dan Bell moves that away from the basket and hits the shot. Two baskets on Bell. Ties it at 20-20. Kapner against Robert Maxwell. Kapner looks for help, gets it to Drexel. Drexel against Sean Anderson. Out in front it goes to Allman. Running five-footer, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound, Dan Bell to Sean Anderson. Loses the ball off his foot. Kicked up by Dave Bengen, and as Sean Anderson gets it, Bengen gets the foul. Break for Dixie. As the fast break was there, Sean Anderson started to dribble and lost it off his foot. BYU got it, Bengen couldn't hang on to it, and then when Anderson got it, Bengen got the foul, coming back the other way. Kevin Nielsen ready to come back in. Nielsen in, replacing Dave Bengen, who has two personal fouls. At the free throw line will be Sean Anderson. There is a larger crowd. It just seems to grow here. Some of the people who are custodians in the Marriott Center stopping and watching also. And we may have a couple of hundred people before we're through. Maybe a little more than that. Sean Anderson, first shot. Good. Sean Anderson, the best free throw shooter, 84% on the year for Dixie. Had a string of 28. Sean Anderson, second shot up and good. And Dixie has their first lead of the ball game as Sean Anderson hits two free throws. 7:57 left in the first half. Full court pressure by Dixie. Nielsen gets it to Kapner, brings it across the 10-second line. Kapner against Robert Maxwell. To Kevin Nielsen. Give and go to Kapner. Underneath the basket, puts it up and in. Foul will go to Dan Bell. Bell did not quite get there. Kapner got the layup. Bell gets personal foul number two. And Kapner comes to the free throw line. A chance to give BYU the lead again. That ties it at 22. Kapner with three baskets on the night. 7:45 left in the first half of play. Kapner, first shot up and good. Kapner completes the three-point play. BYU has the lead again, 23-22. Sean Anderson almost loses the basketball as he goes to the baseline, gets it again, and gets it to Maxwell. Dan Bell against Jim Yusevich, and there is a foul called. A little bit of a ticky-tack foul, but apparently they'll call it on Yusevich, and Yusevich, with a surprised look on his face, a little bit of a ticky-tack foul as Bell went around. Yusevich has personal foul number three. Yusevich in foul trouble. Three on Yusevich, three on Nielsen, and at the free throw line, Dan Bell to shoot one and one. Bell 0 for 3 from the free throw line, but has a couple of baskets. First shot's off, this time it falls. Bell may be ready to start a string. He'll sometimes go flat at the free throw line for two or three shots, and then start another string. Dan Bell, 4A player of the year last year at Bountiful High School. Second shot, good. Dan Bell, 6 points on the night. Dixie has the lead, 24-23. Full court pressure. Sean Anderson against Drexel. Drexel with the basketball. Reverses against Sean Anderson. Anderson, quick. A tough defensive ball player. Drexel starting to move the offense. Drexel penetrates, leans in, puts the shot up, no good. Foul will go to Sean Anderson. As Drexel just worked it down, Sean Anderson Picks up personal foul number one. That puts BYU in the one-on-one situation, but never mind this time. It's a two-shot foul anyway. Drexel at the free throw line has yet to score in this ball game. Had 20 points against Dixie and St. George. Drexel, first shot is up and good. Softly through. Drexel from Skyline High School. Outstanding athlete. Paul Drexel, second shot up and good. And Paul Drexel hits a couple. Make it 25-24. BYU takes the lead again as the teams are trading leads. Sean Anderson to Robert Maxwell. Wes Hymus at the high post and moves to the low post to Anderson to Bell in the corner. Has a notion against Jusevic. Doesn't take the shot. Dan Bell backing away. Gets it out in front to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell against Kapner trying to penetrate. Pass on the right side to Bachum. In deep to Hymus. Reverses against Allman. Puts it up but will not count. There is a foul ahead of time. Foul will go to Von Allman. Allman protests. Hymus with a quick move. Head fake to the right and then went baseline. And Allman bumped him with the body. Hymus put the shot in, but it does not count. If it was the pros, if it was a professional game, it would. On the continuation situation, but you don't have that in amateur basketball, supposedly. Hymus to shoot one and one. First shot in, will not fall. Hymus in and out. Dixie's missed a couple of front ends of one and ones now. Drexel across the 10-second line. Into the corner to Nielsen. Back to Drexel. Gets the screen, gets it back out in front to Bob Kapner. Drexel didn't take the shot, didn't want it. Back to Drexel. Dixie, 3-2 zone. BYU leads by one, 25-24. At the right angle, it goes to Kapner. Into the corner, Allman against Bachum. Pass in deep to Kapner. Head fakes against Hymus. Pass knocked away by Maxwell. And a foul called on Robert Maxwell. Dixie coaching staff hollering for the travel call on Kapner. Did not get it. Instead, Maxwell got the foul, and they'll send Kapner to the free throw line to shoot a couple. BYU from the free throw line tonight, 5-for-7. First shot, Kapner, good. Kapner at 14 points against CEU Thursday night. Right now has 8 points. Makes it 26-24. 27-24 as Kapner now has 9 points in this ballgame. Quickly into forecourt to Bachum. To Maxwell. Goes right to the basket. Lays it up and in. Maxwell got the quick pass from Bachum and made the first step to get by his man. Got the layup. 10 points by Maxwell. First half. Drexel picked up by Maxwell. Double team on Drexel. Drexel trips across the 10-second line. With a left-handed dribble, Dixie that 3-2 zone. BYU out in front by one. Pass to the baseline to Allman. Allman looks for help. Clears the way out in front to Kapner. Kapner can shoot from the top of the key. Does so. Misses the shot. Rebound by Nielsen in midair. Put it up and in. Nielsen, right man at the right place. Gets points 10 and 11. Make it 29-26 BYU. Bachum baseline. Looks for help. Clears it out in front. Robert Maxwell. Maxwell to the high post to Sean Anderson. Turn around. Fall away from 15. In and out. Rattles around. Rebound by Bachum, and Bachum up over the back. Gets personal foul number two. Bachum with his second. Gordon Anderson ready to come in. Anderson in as Bachum has a couple of personals now. John Bachum to take a breather. Anderson at 6'8 gives a little more height for Dixie. 5:48 left in the first half of play, 29-26. Three-point lead. Nielsen to shoot one and one is 1-for-1 tonight so far. Tonight, this afternoon. Nielsen, first shot up, and soft. Will it fall? Yes, it will. Nielsen got the lucky bounce. The turntable effect as it went around and around, ready to come in, and fell down finally. Binion ready to come in for Nielsen, cannot until Nielsen completes his stint at the free throw line. Four-point lead BYU, 30-26. 5:48 left in the first half. Nielsen, second shot, up and good. That one cleanly through. 13 points on the day for Nielsen. 31-26. BYU's led by as much as 6. They have the 5-point lead again. Dixie is led by as much as 2, 22-20. Robert Maxwell on the left angle goes to Sean Anderson. Looking in deep, can't find anybody. Now Sean Anderson makes the move quickly to Maxwell. Maxwell right side to Wes Hymus. Hymus trying to get somebody out in front. Instead goes to Dan Bell at the point. Bell wants to get somebody underneath. Gets it to Wes Hymus. Fall away from 10. Hymus shot short. Rebound, Kapner. Kapner high for the rebound. Pass into forecourt, thrown away, intended for Allman, just thrown 4 feet behind him. Allman could not come up with it. Now sent out for lunch and trying to get the basketball at the same time. Had to go up to shoot. 31-26. BYU's JV by 5. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. 2-3 zone by BYU. Maxwell looks for somebody in deep. Maxwell at the point, still with the dribble. Bounce pass on the left side goes to Hymus. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell gets the screen from Gordon Anderson and hits the shot from the top of the key. Maxwell, basket number six in this first half. 31-28, back to a three-point lead. Drexel pass into forecourt, goes to Capener. Back to Drexel. Robert Maxwell must like this, Jim. His brother Mike did. So he chose to play for BYU. Mike, of course, on a mission right now. Long jump shot. Allman short off the front of the rim. High for the rebound. Dan Bell and Gordon Anderson. Bell finally gets it. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, free throw line to Hymas. Hymas makes the move. Hook shot. No good. Long rebound brought down by Yusevich. Quickly into forecourt. It comes to Capener. Capener, back at the top of the key. Drexel, long jump shot. No good. Long rebound, Maxwell. 4-on-2 fast break. Maxwell on the wing to Hymas. Lays it up and in. Good. Hymas goes down. Foul to Drexel. Hymas gets the basket. Drexel gets foul number one. And Hymas getting up very slowly. It takes a little while to get a man that's almost 6'7" off the floor. 4:22 left in the first half, and Dixie has scored the last 4 points, trying to make it five straight to bring it back to a tie. Hymas with his first point of the night. Hymas at the free throw line, 0-for-1 so far tonight. Shot up by Hymas and good, right through. Wes Hymas starting to get the touch again. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Full court pressure by Dixie as McCann back into the lineup at guard. Capener out of the lineup. McCann against Maxwell. 4:13 left. It's a 31-31 tie. McCann against that 3-2 zone. Looks for help. Can't find anybody. Now lob into the right corner to Allman. Out away from the basket. Allman really not effective away from the basket. At the left ankle goes to Binion. Quickly to Drexel. At the free throw line goes to Allman. Allman back out in front to Drexel. Drexel against Sean Anderson. Drexel backing away from trouble to Dale McCann. Head fakes against Hymas. Right side to Allman. In deep to Yusevich. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Hymas. Hymas just took it away. Gets it quickly to Robert Maxwell. Dixie with a chance to take the lead again. Sean Anderson in the corner. In deep to Bell. Against Allman. Back out in front. Hymas out of the corner. Good. Wes Hymas. Wes Hymas gets basket number two. Wes struggling early with his shooting. Now has two straight. 33-31. Dixie by two. With 3:26 left in the first half. Drexel across the 10-second line. Trying to open it up just a little bit. To McCann at the point. Dixie into that 3-2 zone again. Into the right corner. It goes to Allman. Allman at the right angle to Drexel. Drexel out in front, McCann. McCann from 20, shot too long. Rebound taken away by Drexel, away from Maxwell. Drexel falls away, puts it in. Travel call on Drexel. The reason why he fell away, he traveled. Into the lineup comes Capener after a breather. Out goes Drexel. So the turnover by BYU on the travel call. Dixie with the basketball, 3:05 left in the game. Robert Maxwell across the 10-second line. Maxwell at the point. Right side goes to Wes Hymas. Hymas. High post to Gordon Anderson. Back to Hymas. Fall away from 10. Too hard. Rebound. Long rebound to McCann. McCann on the wing. Comes across the 10-second line. Looks for help. Quick flash pass to Capener. Long jump shot. Ricochets out. No good. Rebound. Bounced around. Here comes Sean Anderson. 3-on-2 fast break. Anderson lets the traffic catch up to Gordon Anderson at the baseline. Makes the move. Leans in. Right-hander. No good. Personal foul. Offensive called on Gordon Anderson. Gordon Anderson with personal foul number two. Gordon Anderson made the move, had the right idea. The five-footer over Yusevich. Yusevich and Allman both moving, but they called the offensive on Gordon Anderson. Neil Roberts to give a little argument. 33-31. Dixie still has the lead. Has led by as much as two, BYU by as much as six, and it's been tight. McCann at the point against that 3-2 zone. Left angle goes to Dave Binion. Binion into the left corner to Allman. Back out in front, McCann. Right side to Capener. Capener, right corner, goes to Binion. Binion out in front to McCann. Left side, it goes to Allman. Allman, high post to Yusevich. Turnaround on the double team and banks it in. Yusevich, basket number three. Make it 33-33. Maxwell, into the corner, right corner, to Dan Bell. Makes the move. Bell has a notion. Bell right to the basket. Out of control, but banks it in anyway. Bell looked a little bit disjointed as he went up, but got the bank shot in. 35-33, two-point lead by Dixie. A minute 55 left. Pass into forecourt to Capener. Capener against Hymas. Now Dixie falls into that 3-2 zone. Right side it goes to Capener. Into the right corner it goes to Allman. Out in front to McCann. Left side it goes to Binion. Binion trying to get it to Yusevich. Long jump shot, McCann. Too long. Rebound off the hands of McCann. Picked up by Binion as it came way out over the Dixie rebounders. McCann. Right corner goes to Allman. To the high post to Yusevich. Ball disrupted. Stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell against McCann. Ball knocked away. Off the hands of Maxwell, out of bounds to BYU. Maxwell Got the clean steal from Yusevich. Alan Raymond ready to come in. Raymond in for the first time tonight. Mark Duran ready to come in to give Maxwell a breather. Maxwell playing with a wounded knee and a broken tooth. Looks like a walking medics case. Byron Vitoy ready to come in. Wholesale substitution for Dixie is a new backcourt in. Duran and Raymond getting their first action. 35-33. Dixie had in front. At the angle goes to Kevin Nielsen, who's into the lineup now for BYU. Into the corner to Allman. Underneath to Nielsen. Fall away under a triple team. Shot no good. Rebound, Dan Bell. Quickly it goes to Raymond. Reaching in, Allman. Personal foul number three. And Raymond will shoot 1-1. Allman now has three personals. Three to Allman, three to Yusevich, three to Nielsen. The big people up front. And that's bad news for BYU. Bell comes out rubbing his chin. Counting the bruises. As it is a little rugged underneath. Bell to get a breather. Vitoy in to test his muscle with a minute 10 left in the first half. Alan Raymond, good shooter. First shot of the 1-1, good. Alan Raymond, especially recently, has been on a hot string, shooting 81.8% from the free throw line. Raymond, young man from Logan High School, a freshman, will be going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana on a mission next year. Shot good by Raymond. Two free throws. Duran. On the full court pressure as Drexel brings it into forecourt. Leaves it for the trader, Bob Capener. Dixie into that 3-2 zone again. Capener on the right side goes to Kevin Nielsen. Nielsen looks for help. Out in front it goes to Capener. Double teamed on Capener. Right side it goes to Allman. Allman head fakes in deep to Nielsen. Nielsen leans in. Bank shot no good. Rebound, Yusevich. Puts it up and in. Yusevich gets basket number four. 37-35. Dixie with two. With that two-point lead. Raymond in deep. Gordon Anderson. Fall away from five. Shot no good. Rebound, Vitoy. Puts it up. Blocked. And the foul from behind will go, I believe, to Drexel. Allman blocked it cleanly in front, but Drexel pumps him from behind. And that's number two on Paul Drexel. At the free throw line will be Vitoy. Anderson took the shot over Yusevich. Fell just a little short, and Vitoy was there for the rebound. Vitoy on the year shooting well from the free throw line. 70% on the year. Vitoy, a young man from Mountain View High School, back in his home territory also, just up the road from Orem. Shot by Vitoy, too hard. Knuckleballed that one up. And off to the right angle shot. Vitoy, trying to give Dixie a three-point lead. Vitoy, shot up, and good. Byron Vitoy makes it 38-35. Duran on the pressure against Capener. Capener to bring the ball into forecourt. Capener. Head fakes against Duran. Capener looks for help. Left side goes to Paul Drexel. Left angle goes to Kevin Nielsen, who has been bulwark to Allman. Top of the key jump shot. Too long. Rebound brought down by Wes Hymas. Hymas loses it out of bounds. Can't hang on to it. Came down low. Hymas dived for it and couldn't hang on to it. Out of bounds to BYU under their own basket. 18 seconds left. 38-35. BYU a taller timber than Dixie. All the way across that front line. Nielsen to inbound. Says so to Allman in the right corner. Allman out in front goes to Drexel. Drexel from 20. Shot good. Paul Drexel. First basket of the night for Paul Drexel. 38-37. Dixie by one. Duran against Capener. Duran right down a keyhole. Banks it up and in. Duran saw the freeway open and went off the exchange. Got it. Drexel can't get it into forecourt. Dixie takes a 40-37 halftime lead. Let's take a two-minute break. And we'll be back with Assistant Sports Information Director Ralph Zobel. Back in 2 minutes, Dixie leads 40
to... every day there's a better way to do almost every job. And the business of running an office is no exception. Well, Tri-State Office Supply at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George suggests that you stop in and investigate their complete stock of office equipment and supplies, like carbon paper, for example, typewriter ribbons, memo and ditto papers, many other daily supply needs. See Tri-State Office Supply at 36 East Tabernacle for everything a hard-working office needs to work harder. Tri-State Office Music Supply. And you're listening to Dixie Rebel Basketball this afternoon on Stereo 93 KZEZ, St. George. If you have a chance to save cash on your grocery bill, I'm sure that you'd want to take advantage of the savings, right? Well, sure you would. Well, that's what Snow's in St. George offers to you every day of the month.
For example, this week at Snow's, you get 7 pounds of cabbage for only a dollar. Kleenex facial tissue, 69 cents. Sirloin tip or top round roast, only $1.79 a pound. And Moro Frank's, only $1.17 a pound. At Snow's, where they meet or beat all other local food store ads.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is having a Valentine's Day sale. It's a $500 down sale on all used cars and trucks with low monthly payments. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury also offers 11.9% interest on all 1983 cars and trucks. Get your Valentine a new car or truck and watch her a little heartbeat. That's Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where you can get the used car or truck of your dreams for only $500 down. Or a new...
The halftime lead over the BYU Junior Varsity, we have Ralph Zobel with us, who is the Assistant Sports Information Director.
Bradshaw
at BYU. Ford. And Ralph, I understand you have the head job today. Dave Schultz is ill.
Dave and I have been taking turns getting sick, and you know Dave that is really sick if he misses the BYU-Utah game, which will be later tonight.
Let's talk a little bit about the hype that comes up at Utah and BYU. First of all, what sort of preparations do you and Dave and Bruce Woodbury at Utah University of Utah make prior to a BYU-Utah game?
Just like we do in every game, we exchange statistics and press information at the beginning of the week. So on Monday of this week, we did all that. I don't know what Bruce Woodbury did up there this week. I know in our operation down here, we talked with Coach Arnold. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, those were the only days that the media were allowed to come down and have interviews. After that, we closed it off so that we can get down to business and play basketball.
Is that the same sort of thing that happens with other coaches, too? Media interviews are already part of the week and then cut it off?
For instance, in 2 weeks, we play Colorado State here. We won't do that for Colorado State. Maybe Frank will have a closed practice during that week, but it'll be pretty open. Interviews will go freely throughout that week, except for the BYU-Utah game.
There's a lot of media pressure on sports information directors. A lot of the media wants to get information, right?
We would like that. That makes our job better. We like to service people like you, Larry, and it's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of people.
This may sound like a strange thing, and especially with BYU here, but as a sports information director, do you get much pressure from gamblers trying to find information, to try to get the odds?
I'm surprised you haven't had any interruption on your line today, Larry. We get several phone calls each game here at Courtside from a couple gambling organizations that want to just know the final score. And the reason I know is they're gambling organizations. If you give them the wrong score at the end of the game, you sure hear about it the next week.
Oh, they like to know, huh?
They like that point spread to be accurate.
Now, do you find gambling establishments like to be on the mailing list of sports information directors?
If we find out somebody's directly involved with gambling at Brigham Young University, we won't service them. And we belong to the College Sports Information Directors Association. We do have some ethical rules that we will not service in any way anyone that has gambling advertising.
Now, as far as the legit media, you have a lot of pressure. A lot of people, even from outside of Utah, will be interested in Utah BYU.
That's true. You know, not compared to Ohio State BYU football game. Ohio State services 44 newspapers that are daily newspapers. Here in the state of Utah, you know, Color Country Spectrum included, we have maybe five total that we would service. And directly with BYU, there'd be three that we'd service each week.
Now, with a bowl game like the Holiday Bowl, that must be a real fit for a sports information director. You don't take it easy, do you?
We're working that whole week, and a couple of us went down this week to take care of the Ohio State media, and we had to close off practices there. Ohio State closed theirs the whole week. So it's not unusual that a coach, especially during the BYU-Utah scrimmage, or games would close it off.
Now, as far as going on the road, BYU will make a trip to Texas, El Paso, New Mexico coming up, for example. Will you precede the team down to Albuquerque and to El Paso?
Well, that depends on our budget and how good the team's doing. When the team's sitting in first place in the Western Athletic Conference, you almost have to travel with them, and you will go a couple of days in advance. In the olden times, they used to say the sports information director determined the size of the crowd, and so that's why he'd go down. Now we go down basically, I think, to service the media and make sure that we get a good shake in the papers and on the radio.
Now, as far as the Sports Information Directors Association, they have been doing something of late that has been exciting, the Academic All-American team. How is that chosen?
Well, this year we've got criteria that you have to be above a 3.2 GPA, and off Brigham Young's team, for instance, we have three players that we've nominated. Devin Durant has a 3.6, and we think he's a prime candidate, having led the Western Athletic Conference in scoring. They'll go through the district balloting process. Should they make it there, then they go on to the national level.
So it's a matter of grade point plus performance.
That's right. Greg Kite might have a good chance because he blocks a lot of shots, but his offensive performance might be a little shy of Devin Duran.
What about the pressure on you, sports information director, when there's a... Admittedly, there are a lot of BYU fans who are upset with the start this season. What sort of static do you encounter head-on?
Probably very little, because 0-5, the office was very quiet. We didn't get the phone calls that we normally got. You have to work a little harder, get some more features out there, try to come up with some unique angles. For instance, Gary Furness speaks four languages. And so you get that out there and then get some more interest in the team.
After the basketball season, what sort of preparation do you go through in the offseason preparing for the next year?
We've got track, golf, tennis, baseball that keep us very busy up here. Plus, we gear up for football. If we have our football all done by the end of June, we're sitting in good shape.
You also have to keep pretty close tabs with the coaches as far as their recruiting, don't you?
That's coming up a week from Wednesday, or this Wednesday, matter of fact, the football letter of intent day. And if you have people that are like Dixie College and Neil Roberts that do a very good job going against you in their respective programs, then you have a lot of competition in state, too.
What about alumni, for example, Neil at Dixie, Ron of Eglin down at Snow College? People have gone on beyond BYU and doing well athletically and coaching-wise. Do you keep track of those also?
We try to. I think the alumni help us in very many ways. For instance, baseball, we've got a couple of good sluggers up here that were actually spotted by BYU alumni.
Dane Orge is probably the most famous baseball player from BYU right now. He and Jack Morris.
That's right. We have Vance Law, who is also with the Chicago White Sox in the majors.
It must be fun to have a program that has moved up to that level intercollegiately. It must be a lot of pressure also on the coaches.
I don't know about the pressure. I haven't been the coach. The coaches seem to work well with us from our sports information office. It's a lot of fun to have the national attention, and I think we'll be getting more at BYU.
Ralph Zobel, the assistant sports information director at BYU, is our guest. Utah BYU, do you enjoy that week?